Welcome to the Sensory Project Show with Rachel and Jessica. We're here to share all things sensory, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and overall health and wellness from a therapist's perspective, providing raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for parents and families to implement into daily life. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, just a quick reminder before we get started. We've teamed up with Advanced Brain Technologies to bring you guys a special offer on any of their products, including the listening program. Use our code, THESENSORYPROJECT, for a discount on any of their programs. Just head over to our website, thesensoryproject.com/pages/podcast to get started today. Rachel and I are both certified providers and can help you and your family experience the amazing benefits that come from ABT's programs.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Sensory Project Show.
With Rachel and Jessica. You already heard that. It's fine. Okay, you guys. Next week is the 4th of July.
How is that possible? Sorry. So, 4th of July is here, and the 4th of July slash any holiday we know can be very challenging for our kiddos.
Yes.
Especially our sensory kiddos.
They can and will get overstimulated by all the things that are out of the norm.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the things that we see kiddos get overstimulated by during these events and times of the year.
The big one is the loud noises, right? Fireworks. Mm-hmm.
Fireworks, a lot of people, maybe parties. It's loud.
There's a lot of people talking and laughing. There might be music. There's a lot of extra auditory input mm-hmm. that goes along with the 4th of July. There's probably more that we're not even thinking of off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
But there's a lot.
There's a lot.
And our kids are crazy sensitive to auditory input. Mm-hmm. I mean, not all of them. Some kids are under-responsive. But our kiddos who struggle with auditory they just have such a hard time with
it. It's very anxiety provoking. And
that was powerful how you said that.
Thank you.
Wow.
Well, and the more that I learn about kiddos and how kiddos process sensory input, the more I learn about me and my own sensory needs. And I hope that you parents listening, you are doing the same thing, and maybe you're on edge during these times of the year because the auditory input is too much for you to handle. I know that it is for me, and I can get uncomfortable and upset if I'm in these environments that make me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
they're overwhelming for me.
They're different.
Keep that in mind, and like we've said before, empathizing with your kiddos and how they feel and how they process sensory input is huge.
Definitely.
So moving on, lights and bright visual input and busy environments and different lighting situations.
And the fireworks.
The fireworks,
always the fireworks, the colors.
I do feel like those might be, when they can see them, I feel like that might be calming visual input.
I bet for some kids it is.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of that, like,
rhythmic, visual, mesmerizing.
Mesmerizing, that's mm-hmm. the word.
But store decorations.
Oh my gosh,
you walk
stores
in.
Just get crazy.
Yeah, you walk into a store and it's not how kiddos typically see it, and they're upset by that because they like things to be the same. And it's different and it's new and it's bright and it's weird, and they're like, that's not where the lights go. They're in the back section, aisle 43.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I love it.
Definitely. Okay, and then just overall, that change in routine. Any holiday is going to change how you go through your day. You might have friends or family at your house. You might go to someone else's house or to a different, like a park or something. And that's going to change your routine. You're going to have a different morning routine, probably, because you might be getting up earlier. You're going to be doing different things. There's going to be different foods and drinks throughout mm-hmm. the day, too.
I think it's important to keep in mind your child's nutrition and the foods that they're going to be eating, the food dyes, the sensitivities, keep all of that in mind. And if your child eats something that they don't normally eat, just, you know, prepare yourself for some craziness.
What's to come?
Yep. Yep. So we are offering a free handout this week that you will be able to give to families or family members.
Or friends.
Or friends, aunts and uncles, caregivers, that outlines your child's sensory needs and these tools that we're about to recommend. So we're going to give it to you guys for free. It's a visual. It's a tool. Use it however you'd like.
You're welcome.
You have to be on our email list to get the code to download it, though. So go get on our email list so you can get that.
Where can they go to get that?
www.thesensoryproject.com.
Boom. Okay. Let's go to the good stuff. Our favorite strategies to help you and your child get through the 4th of July and have a great time. Because I don't know about you guys, but I love the 4th of July. Like, I like dressing up in red, white, and blue just because it's fun, and I like the fireworks, and I like the food, and I like going to, like, someone's house for a barbecue. I like it all.
Yes.
Okay? I like it all. So,
let's make it a successful day.
Okay.
Number one, provide a safe, quiet space.
So, if you're in your own home, and this is where you're going to spend your holiday, and you're going to have people over and friends over, make sure your child has a safe place to go when they need a break.
Mm-hmm.
And this shouldn't be just like the living room.
No.
It could be their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we like to recommend families create this sensory space. So it's just a small little area, maybe a tent. You can use like a closet.
An under the stair Harry Potter
closet. Harry Potter. Let's channel your inner Harry Potter. And, you know, you create dim lighting, pillows and blankets, maybe a weighted blanket, weighted lap pad.
A disco ball or a lava lamp.
Yeah, lava lamps. Oh, I love those ones. Maybe some quiet music, some headphones, preferred books or quiet toys that your child can use to just play with quietly in their quiet space. And this can be the perfect place for your child to go when they're getting overstimulated.
But what's important to keep in mind is you guys need a signal or a cue or a physical tap on the shoulder, something that you guys have practiced and your kiddo knows that when they make an R in sign language, they need to go take a rest. And they show it to you, you show it back to them, so they go take a rest. Or you show them that signal telling them, I think it's a good time to take a rest. Practice before the holiday. Practice, practice, practice. Role play is a big one to help improve carryover. And what else am I
forgetting? Make it positive, right? Like, you don't want this to be a punishment
like
for
a time
them.
Out.
Yeah, you don't want it to be
good
a timeout, right?
Yep.
So when our kiddos get overstimulated, a lot of times they're gonna react negatively and they might yell or scream, they might hit, they might throw something, they might have these, you know, negative behaviors. So you don't want this to be a negative experience where you're saying, oh, you're hitting and kicking again, go to your quiet place. Like, you don't want it to be a negative. You want it to be a tool for their bodies to feel better.
Yes.
So you can go to them, use the signal if you need to, go up to them and say, hey, let's go, you know, read a book. Mm-hmm. And you take them to their quiet space. Let's go listen to some music. Whatever it is that you've been practicing, whatever it is that's gonna, you know, the verbiage that you and your child know together,
mm-hmm.
and make it something that's positive and they can spend some time in there. And then when their body feels good, they can come back out.
Yes. And this might be an opportunity for you to take a brain break as well.
Yes.
You might not be able to just say, hey, go take a brain break and let your child go do that on their own.
You might need your help.
Yep. You might need to step away from the party. I know it's hard sometimes, but step away from the gathering, take a little break, get rejuvenated, refreshed, and come back and keep partying.
As little as 5 minutes
Yeah.
will be so helpful. And I think, so that could be at your house, but if you're at someone else's house, then I think being very open with whoever's house you're at, being open with them about what's going on with your child is huge. And just let them know, hey, is there a spot where we can put a couple of things for my kiddo so that in the middle of the party, when they're having a little bit of a rough time, they can go take a break.
And I think it would be fun to pack a little sensory suitcase or a toolbox that you take with you whenever you're going, and your child can pick out what they want to put in there. They can bring their favorite activities, their favorite books, whatever it is that's helpful for them. Pack it with you and take it with you and find a quiet place wherever you're at. And yeah,
it'd be great.
So fun.
Yeah.
So provide a safe, quiet space wherever you're at. All right, so the next thing that we want to recommend is using a social story.
Have we talked about social stories before?
Maybe once or twice.
Okay, social stories.
So in the days prior to an event, like the 4th of July, use a social story to discuss whatever it is that's happening, the 4th of July, what to expect, who they might see, provide visuals, provide pictures of people they might see, things they might see, fireworks.
Yeah, get on YouTube and watch like a firework video.
That's a great idea, yeah. Social stories. You're going to talk about what's expected, what you're going to do, ideally, how you're going to do it, and you're just going to break it down and talk about it like it is already happening and like you're in the moment right then and there. So an example might be, it's the 4th of July. We are really excited to see the fireworks, and it's going to be noisy, so I can wear my headphones if I need to.
And these are all with pictures.
Yes.
As it's like you're a book. Reading through the book with the pictures.
Yes. I don't know where I was going.
Sorry, you
can wear your headphones. I can wear my headphones if I'd like. And if I need to take a break, I can do this with my hands and tell my mom and my dad that I need a break. My break will be in the closet with my sensory suitcase. Okay.
Whatever it is.
You're picking up what I'm putting down.
There it is.
Social stories.
Social stories are huge, and kids love visuals, and they learn so well through those visuals. And then I think along with the social story too, just like role playing.
Yes.
Right? Role play, being in a group environment, and your child gives you the signal, so you go up to them and you help them go to the sensory space, and you use a timer for 5 minutes, and then they can check in with the zones and see if they're in the green zone ready to go back to the party, or if they're still in the yellow zone a little bit and they need a little more time. Role play it. Multiple times.
Yeah. That's key. It is.
I agree.
Really helps with that praxis as well.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about routines. How many of you, by a raise of hands, have a child who likes a routine?
Jessica's raising her hand right now.
Rachel's raising her hand.
Well, but... Okay. Crash?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, kind of...
He likes his walk. He likes his food at the same time every day. He likes to poop at the same time.
So low maintenance, though. I love how low maintenance he is.
Anyways, what we're trying to get at is, as best you can, try to keep your routine as close to normal as you can.
At least part of the routine, yes. Right? Like, one piece of the routine that you've established in your child is really on point with that routine, let them keep that part of the routine.
If you do a sensory diet activity morning, lunch, and night, do a sensory diet routine. Do the same sensory diet wherever you're at on the holiday.
Yeah, put it in your sensory suitcase.
Routines are key. So whatever you can do to keep just a little bit of the routine the same, try it and see if it helps.
And I think using a visual schedule, so we know a lot of families use visual schedules. They're so beneficial. Our kids, man, they just thrive with visual schedules. You know?
I thrive with visual schedules.
We all do. We all have a planner or a calendar on our phone or, you know, in our purse, whatever. Like, we all use it. So kiddo uses a visual schedule. Incorporate the events that you're going to be doing. Incorporate the activities you're going to be doing on the 4th of July into the visual schedule. And prepare ahead of time so that it's ready to go the night before. You guys can talk about what's going to happen the next day, and you can see it on the visual schedule, so it's ready when they wake up in the morning. Keep using that visual schedule.
Yep. Love that. Okay. Moving on to the next section.
Oh. Always want to remember to allow your child extra downtime. Mm. Extra quiet time, extra whatever it is that helps them calm and regulate. Allow them extra before and after all these big events on the 4th of July.
It's like when you get home from work at the end of a long day. Sometimes you just want to sit down on the couch and not think about anything. Just decompress. A lot of times that's what our kiddos need.
Yes.
So give them extra decompression time.
Extra, extra, extra. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a couple of things to use, right? Some of our tools from our toolbox.
These are some items you can put in that sensory suitcase of yours.
Weighted items.
Hashtag, but first, heavy work.
Hashtag, the sensory project.
If you need a weighted vest or a weighted blanket or a weighted stuffed animal or a lap pad, call me. I will hook it up for you guys. Or email me, whatever.
Sorry. Whatever. These are so easy to take, you guys, because you can pack up some favorite items in a backpack and your kid can carry that heavy backpack. They can wear their weighted vest. They can take their weighted blanket or lap pad in the car.
Yeah.
So easy to transport.
Going along with that, compression is also a great strategy to provide that proprioceptive input. So if they can wear a compression shirt or compression pants or compression underwear, whatever it is, to give them that all over deep pressure input, that's going to be another tool to help them.
Yes, definitely. Mentioned it a little bit, but headphones, earplugs, if your kiddo will tolerate and it's safe to use the earplugs, but those are just so easy to take along with you wherever you go.
Yeah. Hand fidgets. Jessica and I are both right now fidgeting with things in our hands. So
we're not even like stressed or anxious right now. We're just fidgeting.
We're just regulating ourselves. So this can be anything from a piece of jewelry to a zipper pull attached onto a zipper, some trinkets in the pockets, fidget cubes,
those little snakes,
those infinity little snakes.
Oh, yeah, those are so fun.
The tangles, that's what those are called.
They're called tangles?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'll link to some of those.
Okay.
So fidgets are a great tool to put in your sensory suitcase and to bring along with you.
Okay, kind of going along with the fidgets, just because this has a similar calming effect, but oral motor input. This can be anything from like chew tubes or chew items, gum, hard pieces of candy, chewy or tough food items like licorice or jerky, a water bottle with a straw that requires a really hard, strong suck. Mm-hmm. Any of those oral motor tools are so calming to the sensory system.
Absolutely. They provide a lot of proprioceptive input, and proprioception rules all.
It's like the king.
All right. Another thing that you can do is have your kiddo pack up a comfort item so they can take it with them wherever you guys go, a toy or a blanket or a treasure that just makes them feel comfortable, and they just know that they have their special little item with them and they feel comfortable about it.
Totally. You know what? Logan loves bringing toys with us wherever we go. Okay. He always has things that he wants to take places, and it's totally fine. No problem. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to add this one in because when we were, you know, talking about this episode and figuring out what we wanted to include in this episode, like, this thought just popped in my head of sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever seen the movie Big Daddy with Adam Sandler.
Love that movie.
The little boy puts on his sunglasses and he becomes invisible. Mm-hmm. Because he's shy. And then when he's ready to not be invisible anymore, because he's done, you know, he's just ready,
Yeah. He
can take the sunglasses off. And I think some of our kids would love that.
Yes.
Like,
I love that.
They would love that idea. And I think that could be such a fun, cool way. As, you know, their parent or caregiver, you're definitely going to have to let everyone around you know,
Yes. Hey,
Johnny's here, but he's wearing his invisible sunglasses. So when he's ready, he'll take his sunglasses off and come say hi to everybody. But right now he's wearing his invisible sunglasses. You know, just make it a whole fun thing.
I like that it gives them the control to,
Yes. To
talk and communicate and join in when they are ready and they're comfortable.
That's huge for those social skills.
Mm-hmm. And they don't even have to use their words to tell us that they're ready, because sometimes that's hard.
Yes.
They can just take the sunglasses off. You know, maybe we don't even make a big deal about it. We just say, oh, there's Johnny. Cool.
Oh, hey, what's up, how's dude? It going?
Yeah.
Go get some lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think we got most of our favorite ideas in.
Yep.
Hopefully it was helpful.
Yeah. Check out our download.
Check out the links for the different things we talked about, the different products.
Yep. And then we wanted to prepare you guys.
Oh, no.
For the week of the 4th of July.
Oh, no.
So we're sharing this episode with you the week before the 4th of July, and we are expecting everybody to take that week of the 4th of July off from listening to the podcast.
Because we won't be here.
Yeah, we're going to take a brain break, and we want you guys to do the same and create an experience with your kiddos that week, and don't focus on learning new things or trying to take everything in. Just be present with your family, be present in the moment, and we will see you the following week.
I also want to remind you guys, next week, the week of the 4th of July, is our official 1 year anniversary. I just wanted to throw it out there. We're going to take that week off. We're going to go enjoy the holiday. Hope you guys do too. And then we're going to start year two of the Sensory Project
with
Show.
With some crazy new stuff in the works for you guys. So crazy we can't even talk about it yet.
Dun dun dun.
Be prepared for the Sensory Project Show season 2
and more. Because there's more things coming.
We're excited.
So excited.
We are giddy just talking to you about it right now. And you don't even know what it is. Just prepare yourselves.
Just be ready.
Because you're going to love it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Have an awesome 4th of July, you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
We are so excited to work together and to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. This is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, sensory integration, and overall health and wellness. We do not know you or your child, therefore, we do not know any specific needs, therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist.